Last few practices, you've switched sides on the defensive end. How are you adjusting?
I feel like I'm adjusting well. It's just me getting some rushes on the left side. Chris wants rushes on the right because during the game, when the bullets start flying, you know, subbing in and out, you may hop in, you may be on the right, you may be on the left one play. So it's just us getting some reps on both sides and just getting better at both.
The coaches made any indication on which side they're more likely to play you on?
No, they haven't. It was more of a bet. Was like, get some reps over here, and I said, all right. You know what I'm saying? Chris played 10 years in the league. You tell me to go over there and get some reps over there. I mean, what am I going to say to him?
Is there a side that you're more comfortable on, or does it not really matter?
I think it's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. I think by me going over there, it's helped me, so I won't get used to this one side. But at the end of the day, it's just right and left. You just switching what hand you're putting down, but it's still same techniques and stuff you got to do. You got to be able to do it on the right and on the left.
Leading up to this game Thursday, what have the older guys been telling you as far as what to look forward to or
what that nature? Right now, we've really just been focused on us. Like I said, we really just focused on us getting better each day at practice. We haven't really been focused on Green Bay. We've been focused on us getting better as a team and working our own craft. And then when the game comes, if we do what we're supposed to do, everything else falls in place.
How much extra time has JP taken with you?
Even if we're on the field, like during practice, I'll ask him, like, one rep, Vinny stepped inside and he was calling him, like, he's going inside. I'm like, JP, how you know that? He's like, oh, he stood right up, you know what I'm saying, in his rush. So even during practice, I'm still asking JP if he's calling out something, like, how you pick that up? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just trying to make all my rushes look the same.
Has he been spending some time with you after practice as well?
Yeah, he has. Yeah,
he
very helpful.
History of that. Was that a surprise to you at all that a veteran of his stature would take that kind of time?
No, I wasn't surprised just because everybody says good things about him, but I thanked him. I said, like, you don't got to do this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of vets ain't got to take the time out. I mean, it's not just JP. It's other guys too, like Chris and BG. But you got a really good team. We got a lot of vets on the team who willing to help the young guys out. I appreciate that because it's going to help me get better.
What's his overall assessment of it?
He ain't gave me it yet, but I know every time I line up against him, I got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? He don't be letting me off the hook easy, but that's why I want to go against someone who's really good, who's going to push me every day. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'm a rookie my first year. That's going to help me get better. And if I'm going against him, competing against him every day, I'm sure when we step in seventh regular season, I think going against somebody who's really good is going to help me get ready for the season.